You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. We're taking you on a behind-the-scenes VIP tour from the job site of ABC's Extreme Makeover Home Edition in Florida's Space Coast community. For the producers and designers of this popular ABC hit, this is the 17th home during the show's 8th season. And for the Hurston family, this one-week Extreme Makeover is a well-deserved, once-in-a-lifetime experience. With their water purification devices and charitable missions around the globe, they've saved thousands of lives. So while we're standing among the thousands of volunteers giving back, we won't forget the Hurston family gifts to the world that make building an amazing home in just 1 week so worthwhile. So stand by while we move that bus. And it's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and we are on the job site today at Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and we've got our hard hats on and our blue shirts on.
And they're not big enough.
They're not big enough.
This is a double triple XL. Got to contain the pythons.
Yeah, Mark requested an extra large shirt because
yeah.
of his muscles.
To pack in my ego. But you know what is going to happen right now?
What?
We're doing an introduction here with the house behind us.
Yeah.
They're literally going to light this place up like a moonscape.
Like the Vegas Strip, baby.
Ironically, to install solar panels and roofing tiles. But we are going to get to take you inside that shack.
So I think you guys should come with us.
That's all happening next
on My Fix It Up Life. Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose real wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook. As the
daylight fades. And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life, and we are on, I'd say, the set of Extreme Makeover Home Edition. But this is no set.
It's a job site.
This is a job site.
Yeah.
We've got scaffolding. We've got half-inch crown staplers going off like mad.
How many guys are on the roof right now?
I don't know. A dozen.
Where were they when we were doing our roof?
Yeah, that's right.
What did I say?
That's right. Literally, the house is teeming with carpenters. It's fantastic. But we have with us right now the CEO of Lifestyle Homes, who's making this whole thing possible, Jake Lund. Jake, welcome to My Fix It Up Life.
Thank you. Thanks for coming out to our build, supporting our project. And one thing we have to make clear is I didn't make this possible, and really neither did Lifestyle Homes. We had the privilege of rallying our community, and this is a community build in the Space Coast, Brevard County, and a lot of people from across the nation came together to supply the skilled labor, the unskilled labor, the materials, and the financial backing in order to pull off this build in a week for the Hurston family.
Now, building a house in a week is just I'm just amazed every time.
Every time.
Every time. It's amazing. And just, you know, how do you get ready for it? Do you extreme workouts and stuff?
Get ready? Do you have a helicopter in your shop
if
you have to get a bunch of two-bys and come together with a house?
No, but what does happen, though, is it slowly takes your company over. So it starts out as, okay, we need to get an organizational chart. We need to fill in who the leads are going to be for all of the different trades, framing, drywall, roofers, et cetera, who those leads are going to be, what those numbers that they're going to need are to meet that time frame, you know, what the materials that we're going to need are. So we have to go out and try to find donations for those, what the what we're going to need for marketing to get the word out there in order to cultivate the skilled workers, the unskilled workers, and the materials, and then to go after the sponsors for the financial component of it. And so what originally happens is you got all of it laid out, and we like to say that we just started making phone calls. Now, we got a lot of no's early on, but as the word got out in our local media, I got to give Benedict Advertising a lot of credit. They pumped it through social media and did a great job with it. Sure enough, our phones started ringing, and people that we would have never expected to maybe even call were contacting us to help us out. And it was that part was tremendous. And as it got kind of contagious in our community. And within about 30 days of the initial, or rather probably closer to 2 weeks of the initial press conference that we did at Kennedy Space Center Visitors Complex, we had about 80% of our material and labor needs met.
Wow.
That is absolutely amazing.
It's incredible. And I'm sorry to interrupt you, but don't have 100% of them met and you go ahead anyway.
Yeah.
Well, we still had a little bit of time and we filled them in. And no, we did not meet 100%, but we came awfully close.
Wow.
And then we got things from areas that we didn't expect that we were able to add on and was an additional value, additional benefit to this Hurston family. So it's been a pretty awesome ride. And what it's best part is a lot of these laborers and a lot of the material donations came from competing companies.
Yeah.
So you may get lumber from two competing companies, which that's not a good example because we got all of ours from 84 Lumber. But, you know, we got labor from four different framing crews. And we got labor from four different roofers. And to see them compete in a economy where there's not always enough work for everybody, come together on the same job site in a very intense time frame and have to work together for one common goal without any, you know, without any bickering and really just happy to do it. That's kind of been the most one of the most special parts that we didn't anticipate.
Wow. So are you billed, is it just 24 hours a day here?
Yeah, it's 24. They light it up. It's kind of hard to go home because you almost feel like the sun never goes down.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah, on the construction site.
Well, you've got your title CEO. Do I have that right?
Yes.
Well, you got tar paper on one hand and paint on the other. So you're CEO with a tool pouch, which would, it sounds
they,
like.
They would really be laughing right now if they heard you say that. I actually, I had gone up on the roof because I wanted to look at where we had set the brackets so as we move forward to putting our 9.6 kilowatt photovoltaic solar panel array from Siemens,
right?
Which is a pretty cutting edge system. So I just wanted to go up there. It's the first time we've ever used it, so I wanted to take a look at those brackets. And
cool.
I put my hand in them.
Wow. So you're talking about all the planning that goes involved in a build like this, but like, how many months in advance are you working on this particular project? And I'm sort of in secret, too, because nobody knows who's going to get the house until, you know, the last minute, the week before.
We had about 60 days. But
60
days. But we had actually right before Thanksgiving. So we had more like 50 days, 45 days, somewhere in there. But then we had Christmas and New Year's. That was tough.
Right,
so
right.
I even hand it to the people who helped us out even more because a lot of the decision makers in these companies, you know, they're on vacation, they're away with their family, so it's hard to get things moved through the proper channels of and to get things signed off on. And people just flat out got behind the build. And you brought up a good point. They had to commit to this project, some before they had ever seen a floor plan, and most importantly, before they knew who the family was. So they didn't know exactly who they were contributing to. So they really had to trust that, you know, our company and Extreme Makeover were for a family that they would, you know, feel good about getting behind. And that was unique.
So how far in advance do you know what the house is actually, they want the house to look like or what the floor plan is?
We were able to get the majority of our subs literally about 4 or 5 days in advance. But we had done some takeoffs and had some ideas for things like drywall and tiles. So the lead item times, we had a good idea. But the elevation was changing all the way up until about a week ago.
Did you guys design the house?
No.
The Lifestyle Homes, or did you get a design handed to you?
Well, no, we had a hand in it. So what they do is they come in on the initial meeting and they bring a front-end crew.
Right.
And it's a combination of marketing, just leaders,
yeah.
You know, marketing, PR, and, you know, construction. And they sort of give you a broad overview. They give you a manual, so to speak, a guideline to sort of make sure that you cover you know, all your basics. And there's a lot of things that you can or can't do as a builder.
Right.
But it's all for the right reasons, because they want it to go smoothly. They've done it before, and we've never been through it, so it was very helpful.
Right.
And then there's a young lady named Kim that comes in, and she sits down, and she sat down with Jim Kindust, who's our custom home designer. And they basically just sketched the concept there right on paper. Then he drew it, and they went back and forth through email for a couple weeks. We had a hand in it just because it was important for windows orientation and the size of the home for us to get to net zero energy. So
right.
Really, we weren't as concerned with what exactly they wanted to do, because they had researched the Hurston family. They knew what their needs were. They knew what they wanted to do for them more than we would. We just wanted to make sure we were able to provide the Hurstons with a net zero energy home.
Well, we have about...
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, we're floored. And, of course, we got to get this in a certain amount of time. We have 100% volunteer status on My Fix It Up Life right now.
Really?
Well, four of us are here. In about a minute we have left, what remains in the house, and why is your voice so hoarse? You can answer any order you want.
I think my voice is actually hoarse because I've just been up a long time.
Yeah.
I actually haven't been yelling or anything. I mean, the workers came out motivated. We have not had to. We've been walking around praising them, clapping for them, and,
wow,
and cheering for them. But we have not had to get on anybody, because they're out here for the right reasons. So they're not going to come out here and need to get motivated. If they're out here, they want to be a part
of
this.
They want to do it.
They're serious. That's really good.
And what remains, what's sort of a bullet point punch list for you at this point? We see roof tiles going on and stucco.
Right. We need to finish up the stucco. We need to finish up the drywall so that we can prime today, start getting our staging our tile, and then we're going to start painting the interior as well.
Right.
And we need to go ahead and tile the decks, and then we need to paint the exterior.
Wow.
Plus, we got some trim details. So our trim carpenter is working on some different finishes for the front elevation.
So inside, the drywall is hung or not hung?
Yeah, the drywall is about 80% done.
So they must be taping and finishing right behind them.
Correct.
Amazing. And they're moving the bus in, what, 4 days?
Ooh, Friday at 2 o'clock is the goal.
Oh, wow. Absolutely amazing. I can't believe it. I wish we built this quickly, honey.
Yeah, I wish we did, too, and I wish we didn't have to take a break.
We did, unfortunately.
We'll see you next with more of My Fix It Up Live.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death. If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California. Office address, 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide. Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life, and all of a sudden there's about 100 people out here with us, because Teresa and I are standing here with part of the design team.
I was going to say, because we look gorgeous.
Well,
of course, right?
With Michael Maloney from the design team of Extreme Makeover, thank you for joining us in My Fix It Up Life.
Thank you so much for taking a break. You know, you might be a little busy here today.
We're busy every day
of
the 7 days that we're here, but glad to talk to you.
Thank you very much. What were you doing prior to talking to us?
Well, I'm in charge of the interior design of the house, so this week's kind of crazy. I have put a 22-foot fuselage of a 737 in the house.
Oh, my goodness.
Dude, I did that last week.
I'm sure you did.
How do you get something like that in there? I mean,
With a crane. It all goes into the pre-planning.
Did it go in before the roof was on?
Yes, it went in before the second floor was on.
Built the house around it.
Yes, exactly.
No way.
Yeah. So, I mean, really what we do is all about planning. And, you know, I'm sure people who listen to your show always wonder, oh, how could I do this? You know, planning's half the battle.
Yeah.
Knowing what you're going to do before you get into it, doing your research is really half the battle.
No kidding.
So that's how we do what we do. It's organization. It's having the right talent in line and having everything ready to go and there at your fingertips. So when it's crunch time, it's there.
Now, is it just like a dream job to work on this particular show and you can like do whatever your imagination lets you do?
It's a dream job for many, many reasons.
Yes.
Yes, from a design concept, to be able to just throw my hands in the air and things come flying at me, everything I want. But to be able to do what we do and change lives around the world is phenomenal. This family here, I mean, 20 relief missions, they've flown themselves to Haiti in the last year since the earthquake in Haiti exactly a year ago. They have saved thousands of lives, just this one family. And now we will educate millions of people with this particular episode who will watch that. And so the philanthropic side and the educational side of it is starting to take over from the design side of me. I've been doing design for over 20 years.
Are you going to have to change your job title to philanthropist? Philosopher?
You should stick to what you're doing. it's a great thing. And you know, none of us really came into it with that mindset.
Right.
Yeah, we still build amazing homes, quality homes, with incredible design, with incredible ways to save energy and technology. And it's all in there. Our houses all have that, but it's really why we're here. That's the point, and that's
right.
The mission.
And, right.
You know,
how much time do you get from, okay, we're doing a house in Space Coast, Florida. Here you go.
There's a few weeks of planning behind that.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not going to give you the whole rundown.
Well, I'm sure it's not 10 seconds
I'm not
either, though.
Got out of the bag. But we do a fair amount of planning, and a lot of stuff's locked up before we get here.
Right.
But once we hit ground here, it's game on, and we're not changing much at that point.
Okay. Well, Michael, I'm getting a hand signal from behind you that you've only got 6 more minutes. One more.
The house to finish the house. They have to do the reveal in just a couple of days.
Okay, 30 seconds. What are you going in there to do right now so when we watch it on TV, we know what we're talking about?
Right now,
about.
I'm going to go do an interior walkthrough. They've just finished drywall in the house. I'll do the paint walkthrough where I'll write on which wall, what paint color goes where. We use up to 60. 60 paint colors in a house.
Wow.
That's with all the crazy themed out kids' rooms. I don't use that many.
Right.
But I'll do all of that right now, spec the house. I'll do do a walk for window treatments, draperies, and any crazy walls that I need art on.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
And we will be behind you with a drywall saw, taking all those pieces out and auctioning them off on eBay.
Oh!
Michael Moreno, thank you so much
thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We look forward to seeing
you. Thank you. Good luck. You can take those off. You can't have those because we need them. But thank you for joining us. Thank you, Extreme Makeover. We're going to bust out into a break.
And we'll be back in just a minute with more of My Fix It Up Life.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
Okay, and you're back inside My Fix It Up Life, inside the Space Coast Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Bill, we're in it, man.
We are inside the actual Extreme Makeover Home right now, and it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing how busy everyone is inside this house.
Let's see if we can paint a picture of what's happening around us. We've got windows that were just installed. We've got brand new drywall. And the finishers, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 finishers in this one room. One guy's on staging. One guy's on stilts. Another guy's on a ladder. And I'm standing on about 25, 30 bags of dry mix of Durabond 20, 45, and 90. So they're dry mixing this whole place, which is hard, and I'm looking at the joints up here. They're dead flat.
They are dead flat. I mean, they are doing an amazing, amazing job, and it's just a testament to the talent here inside the house, too. They can build a house of this quality in such little time.
Without a doubt. And over here behind us, they've got what amounts to, it's one of those fans you used to, like, dry out your carpet. They're turning lights on all over the place now. Why don't we walk right up these stairs right here, see if we can keep everybody with us.
Okay.
We've got an entourage in tow. Grab this while you walk. We've got some VIPs in red shirts behind us. We got a homemade scaffold above us that's bridging the stairs. Drywallers on top of that. If I could finish drywall like this, man, I tell you what, my life would, I'd have a lot more time in my life. Got guys in stilts. This is like an army of joint compound guys. Let's go in the bathroom. It's completely dark in here.
Well, the sun is setting here, and the lights are just coming on. It's just completely amazing, the energy that's here at the end of a day. That would be a normal end of a day on any other job site.
Oh, without a doubt.
It's not the end of the day.
Yeah, 6 o'clock at night. We're here with all these guys around us. They're all working together, as Jake Lund said from Lifestyle Homes before. I mean, it's a ballet.
It is a ballet, and I can't even imagine. I still can't get my head around how you can orchestrate all of this here.
Easy. I could do it. I'm good with calendars.
You're really not so good with calendars, darling.
Now we're in what appears to be a laundry and a full bath. So there'd be a commode here, toilet. We've got a commode is a toilet. I mean commode and a bathtub. Got a big window overlooking the yard. The shower stub out's there. This is going to be a great bathroom. It's framed for a pocket door, one of our favorite things.
I absolutely love pocket doors. I wish we had them in our house.
Tell you what.
Can we do that at our house and make it a net zero house, too, just like this one? We have to go, you know, and check out Siemens, too, and have them come to our house.
And do an energy audit for us and figure out what we need to do.
Because I want to get a check from the power company.
And I want to leave the world a better place for our kids.
That's true. We are wearing matching outfits today, but we're not the only ones wearing matching outfits because everyone is dressed in blue t-shirts and hard hats here at the Extreme Makeover Home Edition job site.
This is incredible. You can't believe it. Like we've said a couple times, the sun's going down. We're in a room that actually is not being worked on. It's used for...
Well, you know what, Mark?
About 50 more bags of joint compound.
You might say it's not being worked on, but there's like shadows of a guy outside on scaffolding.
Yeah.
Which you don't usually see on a job site.
That's right.
It's not typical to have a guy out there after the sun has set, having a, you know, outside on scaffolding, actually working on the house. What is he doing out there?
They're finishing...
The stucco?
That's the finished coat of the stucco.
Amazing.
Now, come over here. Follow me into the next room.
Follow you?
Yeah.
Can you say please?
Can you please follow me into the next room?
Always have to be nice to your wife.
Now, let's go over here watching the two bodies on the ground. Right out here.
We have a view out to where the bus is going to come to move that bus.
That's right. We're overlooking what looks to be a porch. We're overlooking the front door roof. There's a scaffold. There's an army of guys on that. There's stucco everywhere.
And I think we can go outside.
We've got clearance.
We got the clearance to go outside and check out what's actually happening out here. And it's absolutely amazing. The sun is set, and there are still tons of people out here watching. The spectators are out there, people busy out on the job site, inside and out.
It's incredible. And now we've finally gotten to see some of the inside, some of the structure of this home. I'm looking at two pressure-treated Southern Pine 6x6 posts here that I guess are going to get wrapped in some kind of trim.
It looks like they are going to be wrapped in something, and I can't tell exactly what it's going to be.
But there's a boot around the base of the post because this is going to be a watertight porch. It's probably going to get tiled, and literally behind the gentleman taping us are one... A bunch of people screaming, too. A guy with a shovel shoveling stucco into a bucket. You can't make it up.
This is like a fantasy build. It really is. For us, it's just... We want to be helping right now.
We do.
It hurts us that we are not able to actually help with this build.
I would love to slap a tool pouch on. I'm looking at the biggest compressor I've ever seen in my life down there to power the staplers.
Wow.
There are more valves and manifolds on that thing. That's just a reserve tank. And right now, from our vantage point, we're actually overlooking where we just broadcast and did some taped interviews for My Fix It Up Life.
We were talking with Michael Maloney, one of the designers of this house, and he was just walking. He walked through the home and to check out all the drywall, all the finishing, and to write on all the walls what color each wall was going to be. What did he say? It was 50 colors or something?
They use up to 80 colors.
80 colors. I can't even imagine.
I don't know how you get it
done
in
time. How do you pick that many colors?
It's kind of like looking out over, like, from a mountaintop. This is a nice house.
It is a nice house, and I am dying to know what it's going to look like and what the floor plan is, because we're walking around in the house, and we don't really know what it's going to look like.
We're just seeing the rough stuff.
There's not so exciting.
The trim isn't even here. It's not even here.
Not even
and
here.
There's dump trucks, there's front end loaders, there's 1, 2, 3 full forklifts, there's a truck outside delivering something in a bag, I bet it's stucco. You got a waste management dumpster. Intriguingly, there's not that much stuff in it. There's an excavator beyond that.
Oh, the dumpster, you know why there isn't much in it? Because they just took one away.
They just pulled it?
They just pulled one away.
You know what else I'm noticing now that we've got a few minutes here? There's no trash on the ground. There's no coffee cups. There's no hunks of wood. There's soda can.
You know what? That kind of makes it nice, too, because everyone who's here, they're volunteering their time, and they're volunteering their talents, and... It's so well organized and so neat, too. It's like a great example for how you build.
A clean job site, that is a good rule.
Yeah.
Actually, a clean job site is an organized job site. An organized job site enables you to get work done well.
Same thing with, you know, your truck. If you hire a guy that has has a messy job.
Yeah. The guy with the pile of papers on his dashboard runs screaming.
Yes. You want to be wary of that. Exactly. And, you know, if they can keep a neat truck and if they can keep a neat job site, then that's definitely the way to go.
Why don't we take a neat break? And that's going to happen now
on My Fix It Up Life.
Of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death. If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California. Office address, 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. And I'm Teresa, and I have to say that I'm getting kind of smart standing inside the smart room here at the Extreme Makeover Home Edition. You know, it's just, like, amazing how smart I am, right, Mark?
Let me get in here. Hold on a second.
Wait a second.
This is a closet-sized room.
It is a closet-sized room.
I think it's an average closet, give or take.
I would say so.
And basically what it is this is where all the structured wiring is integrated.
The nerve center of the house.
It's the nerve center. So it's all the Siemens stuff, all their audio-visual stuff. But all that happens here is our understanding of what this particular room is.
And I would guess that it's probably what we see from what's happening in the room next door. It might be next to the kitchen.
It's hard to say, but...
But you can tell from the pipes coming out of the walls
where
the outlets are planned. It looks like they're at about countertop height, too. So I would guess that this might be the kitchen.
And, you know, this might sound a little canned, but don't look now. There's the fuselage Michael Maloney talked about.
Yeah, that is absolutely amazing. He said that they built the house around it.
Dropped it in. He said the roof was off, which gave me the impression it was on the second floor. They hadn't even built the second floor, or they dropped it in through the floor framing. I don't know. This is the main floor of the house.
I have never seen this before.
So from...
I would say this is extreme, darling.
I would say having a Southwest Airlines 737 fuselage in your kitchen and or family room I'm going to say that's...
It's off the entryway, because that's where we walked in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's call it a family room.
We'll call it a family room.
We'll call it a family room.
That sounds good.
So when you have a fuselage in there, that's what you... It's wired with plugs. They're going to finish it inside. This is all wired to be something.
It's going to be something. That's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. There's electrical boxes. There's Romex. It's 20 amps, so there's no doubt we're in a kitchen.
I am dying to find out what it's going to be.
They've got some rails set up. They've got... I thought this was a temporary light before.
You have to... They've got an overhead compartment, too. You're on the plane.
You know what?
We flew Southwest today here.
We did fly Southwest.
I hope this is in our plane.
You know what?
What's that?
Items may have shifted during flight.
Oh, my goodness.
101R.
1L1R. The closest exit may be behind you.
The closest... You know, would you please hand any remaining service items?
But this is fantastic for a family that flies around the world helping people in need. It's just so perfect. I wonder if there's other kinds of flight things, airplane things, or anything else that's going on in the house as well to feed into that, too.
You know what they've done?
What have they done, darling?
You can see the tracks on the floor, like where your chair goes. So next time you're sitting in a plane, look down. The chair actually goes into a track. That's here. Above, you can see the endoskeleton, I think, the interior frame, so that this is clearly going to get framed out to look like the inside of a Southwest Airlines jet.
Well, what I'm digging, too, is that, you know, all of the windows are here from inside the plane, and I'm curious because the entryway is on the other side of it. What's going to happen? I mean, you can see through this room into the entryway, into the next room.
It's going to let light travel. It's going to let your vision travel.
Exactly.
But it's going to keep the sound in here.
Yes, which is great because when you're inside, what I'm guessing is the kitchen, you want to be able to keep your eye on the rest of the house, too, because there's kids and everything running around.
It's got kids,
here.
Yeah. This is incredible.
Absolutely amazing.
What an unbelievable design element for a family for whom airplanes and air travel are elemental to not only what they enjoy, but what they do to literally make the world a better place.
I am so dying to find out what they're doing for all of the individual rooms, for all the kids in the house, and how they're making all of those places so special for them, too. Because if they're doing this, I can't even imagine what they're doing for the other kids in the house.
We're going to have to take a break.
Okay.
We're going to move to another part of this house and come back with more on
My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
And you're back inside my fix-it-up life with my husband, Mark.
My wife, Teresa. As the sun goes down, we are joined by Barry, whose name I've asked him 15,000 times, Contrell. Barry's from Siemens, and Siemens has delivered and designed the energy distribution system for this home that's going to make it energy net zero. Is that right?
Well, you talked with Jake a little bit ago to the builder.
Right.
Yes, we did.
And there's a short time schedule here. So
yeah.
We actually got a call over to Holidays, said that Extreme and Lifestyle Homes wanted to do net zero home.
Yeah.
And did Siemens have the answers for them? So we put a team together over to Holidays, got a local integrator, Solar Energy Systems of Brevard, called our partners Enphase Energy out in San Francisco.
Right.
Got some materials together, got it shipped, got some people on site, and we're ready to roll.
Man.
Wow.
Now, this is solar panels, structured wiring, and are you heating the hot water as well?
Solar Systems is, Solar Energy Systems is providing the hot water systems.
Okay.
Siemens is strictly electrical.
So you're generating all the electricity to turn on the lights, turn on the computers, anything that comes out of a plug?
Yeah, this house will actually over-generate during the day and
right.
use electricity from the utility at night.
Nice.
And the net of that is zero or less. We actually expect that in this design, with the outlay and the sun that we get here in Florida, the people actually get a check every month from the utility.
What a fantastic thing, besides a beautiful new home, to leave the family with. I mean...
Incredible.
Incredible.
I mean, when you look at what these people are doing, it's amazing with the water systems that they're doing in Haiti and et cetera.
Right.
And, you know, the ability to change their cost position for the foreseeable future and let them use their resources for the good work they're doing is awesome.
That's...
really happy to be part of that.
Well, you guys are sort of, you know, Michael Maloney alluded to it earlier, sort of all directly contributing to a better world.
Yeah.
I mean, to enable them to do what they do is
it's
what you're doing.
A great feeling. Yeah.
Wow.
Now, if somebody wants to find out more about the system, where can they go? Is there a website that we can point people to?
Yeah, www.siemens.com.
Siemens.com.
Work your way to the building technology low voltage section, and we'll have some solar activities there for you, along with all our other products.
Now, is that the same website people can go to in the rest of the world who are not building a palatial custom home to find out solar solutions for their own home?
Yes, it is. I mean, our customers and the people that deliver our systems very effectively are your local electrical contractor, your local electrical distributor. They're the experts. They serve each regional geographical area. But we've certainly got the tools out there on the website to get you started.
Right on.
Wow. So have you guys been involved in another one of these extreme makeovers before?
We have not, to my knowledge, not from my experience anyhow.
So okay.
This was a great opportunity. It kind of landed in our lap on a short notice, and we're happy, just thrilled to be a part of it.
So from your perspective, being a part of this and being on the job site, walking around, seeing everybody,
this is amazing. I took some pictures yesterday in the back of the house. There was no less than 100 people, you know, working their way around there.
Nice. Now, are you down? Are you supervising technically? Are you from the marketing side?
We're supervising technically. We've got local partners that I talked about.
Right.
And, you know, they're doing the hard work. They were here till 4 in the morning last night.
Right.
We're waiting for our next chance on deck. The roof has to get finished. As you can see, there's a little work to be done there.
And you're going to, a little bit. And I think they've roofed at least one of the, it's not a dormer, it's a side of the roof, it's a hip. They've framed.
Framed, really?
Roofed.
Here?
Roofed one of the hips over here.
Right.
And I can hear roofing nailers through my headphones, so they must be moving on the back.
Well, the positioning of solar is important, so if you look at the roof over here with the standoffs on it, those are the ones we're interested in. That's where we're applying to direct our stuff to the sunlight.
And is that the southwest exposure?
Yeah, it is the south and the west exposure, that's correct.
Right.
Actually,
on. See,
south and east, I'm sorry.
I know everything about solar. I know everything about that stuff. So the solar array is going to happen there?
Yes.
Are they integrated with the roof tiles, or are they standalones?
There's a racking system that goes on that works with the roof tiles.
Right.
And then we set on top of that.
Right on. Oh, this is great.
Absolutely amazing. Can we have this at a home?
Yeah. We skip ahead to the part where we give you my address. We wouldn't mind a check from the power company either.
No, we wouldn't.
I've been asking for that for months.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm on a do not call list. I'm on a do not answer list.
You are on a do not answer list. People see your phone number and they say, we're not answering that. He's asking for money again.
Right on. So in a custom home situation like this, in real time, not in 24/7 or
not in extreme time.
Yeah, not in extreme time. How long would a system like this take to install?
It's not much different. I mean, the coordination that went in up front to get the things here on site in time, there's a certain lead time with that, but the actual installation time would be about the same. So start to finish, you know, we'll be on the roof for probably a day and a half. Working around the other contractors.
Well, there's so much coordination here at Extreme Makeover Home and Shed. I mean, it's incredible the amount of people in blue shirts and hard hats walking around here, and I can't even imagine the coordination involved.
You know what you're going to have to do then?
What am I going to have to do?
Take a break.
I'm going to have to take a break.
And we'll
My Fix It Up Life and be back in just a minute with more.
My Fix It Up Life.
Make my own mistakes. I'll sit now.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-398-3813.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-398-3813. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-398-3813. That's 800-398-3813.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clemon. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
What a perfect day to play left, right there.
And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and we are standing outside in the backyard of Extreme Makeover Home Edition near a huge hole. It's like 5 feet deep, and I'm curious, what's going to happen here?
It's eerily 6 feet deep, and there's all kinds of guys walking around it. There's talk about somebody in it.
No, but can you crawl out of that hole, please? We need that for when we cut up our documentary. Get in that hole and climb out of it. We have Kool-Aid fell in the turbine hole, and he's trying to figure out how we're going to get underground electric to this thing. Here he comes now as he crawls out.
I'll lay right next to the hole.
Kool-Aid, please. Get in the hole.
Oh, no way. He's going to get in the hole.
Oh, you guys aren't on right now, are you?
I think we are, yeah.
I think maybe we are.
Wow, that hole looks like it's about, 5 feet deep?
Yep. Yeah, it's 5 feet, 6.
All right, I'm going in if you don't.
Oh, no. You're going to go in, Mark?
What I don't want to. There's a company from New York.
I think I need to be my best behavior here because I don't want to end up inside that hole.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
It could be a couple of guys doing a couple of things.
So what's happening here inside this hole?
Yeah, well, why are we being city workers staring at a hole in the ground?
Because... like a lot of city workers, we're trying to figure out how to install this thing. This is our first wind turbine, and it's not the ideal area for a wind turbine, but the company really wanted to contribute to the family, and this is their product. So when we discussed with them the fact that the wind patterns are not ideal, what they did is just brought a bigger pole. We're putting this up on a 42-foot pole. So it's going to be up there.
That's like stadium light.
42 feet?
42 feet pole.
And so they brought a bigger pole to make it happen.
They did. And we actually lost the hinge plate. We didn't even know what the hinge plate for it looked like.
Well, here comes the rebar.
We got rebar tied together. So we got a grid of rebar coming in here. It looks like 12 by 12.
grid pattern. They're putting it in over some that's already in there. We got conduit coming out of the ground about 4 feet down. Oh, I see what they're doing. This is like the top cap to this thing. And there's a concrete truck right behind us.
Yes, there is. So you don't want to get inside the hole, Mark, because I think that concrete's coming up to be poured in pretty soon.
Why don't you step back just a little off that batter board? So basically what they're going to do is pour, I can't even do the math on this right now and talk at the same time, but 6 by 6 by 6 cubic feet.
That's got to be a million pounds of concrete.
You think? I don't know how much that weighs. I don't know.
Just my quick math, it's a high number.
We got a Bobcat from United Rentals going by us. That happens every day.
That happens every day.
We got a United Rentals excavator behind us. That is, I don't know what that's poised to do. And the guy we're talking
with, Tom Dutton, he's in charge of installing the wind turbine for the first time. Tom, tell us a little about what you got going on here.
I got some big rods that are going in there. I'm not really sure if I'm doing it right, but I think I am. So now we're going by engineer plans. So
he's got there no pressure here at all for your first time, right?
First time.
It's easy breezy, right?
No problem at all.
Oh, yeah.
Simple.
No pressure.
No
he's
problem
got a
at
piece
all.
Of galvanized threaded rod. That's got to be an inch.
It's actually
diameter.
An inch and a quarter by 54 inches, and it's a galvanized process that we don't use in the United States. So it was real hard to find.
Oh, my goodness.
Because it's specs are from Germany. So.
Special ordered from Germany.
Yeah.
Wow. So I'm just getting my head around this. It's going to be 42 feet in the air.
Yeah.
And this hole is 6 feet down.
Yeah.
It's about, what, 5 by 6?
Actually, 5. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. 5 by 6, 6 feet deep.
Mm. And so they're getting ready to pour the concrete right now.
Yeah, we're ready to roll. We just got to get these rods in place, and we're going to go.
That hiss you heard behind you is the hydraulic brakes on the concrete truck.
Yep.
He's not in reverse yet, but I've got my eye peeled.
So
and
when
you're going to drop this right in that center hole that you've got laid
actually,
out right
we
there.
Have 8 bolts going around, which coordinate with the bottom of the turbine. So these will bolt to the bottom of the turbine.
So basically what this is going to be is like a giant telephone pole.
Exactly.
Like you'd see on the highway.
So
exactly.
Where is it? Where
it's in the front yard.
It's in the front yard. We probably walked right by it.
You got to go see it.
Yeah, we will definitely check it out.
We will definitely have to check that out. And if we walked by a 42-foot pole,
you would know it.
You got to know that there's a lot going on here if we can miss that.
So there's now a guy in the hole underneath the rebar. There's a Bobcat moving around behind us. And what he's doing is that electrical conduit?
It is, exactly.
Okay, that's so, and that's where the, I get it. So they've got PVC cement, they've got the roadmap here for underground wiring headed back to the house. This is going to store energy, electrical energy, inside batteries somewhere in the house.
It's actually going to feed directly to the panel and help run something in the house.
So on demand.
No batteries, on demand. As it runs, it's going to feed electric into the house.
Wow. And does it, when it doesn't, when it's not being demanded, is it going to feed energy back to the grid?
Well, it's going to tie in with the solar panel system, and whatever, if we make more energy than we use, it'll, FPL will give us a credit. It'll actually turn the meter the other way. So.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. It is so exciting to be here behind the scenes and seeing it all come together because this really is an extreme makeover.
Without a doubt. And when you, there's another piece of inch and a quarter threaded rod here. In fact, they're coming out of the woodwork now. When you twist a bolt on, it's like the bolt, I guess, diameter is at least 2 inches.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If you've ever built a deck and turned a 3/4-inch bolt and thought, hey, that's a pretty big piece of hardware.
You ain't seen nothing yet, let me tell you. But you have to get these from Germany, though.
That's right. Now the Bobcat's facing us, and I am starting to get nervous.
You should get nervous.
Yeah, we got guys all over the place. There's one, there's Jake Lund from Lifestyle Homes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Call it 9 guys. That doesn't include the Bobcat operator and a laborer.
And someone, that's just the guys out here working on this one project. Not everybody else that's working up there at the house and in other projects, too, around the house.
There's still somebody on the roof. I bet he's from Siemens, installing the solar array on the backside of the house. There's a pergola right there that I just saw.
You see it? You're staring right down at it. See the girder?
And that's just, again, amazing.
How do you build a pergola now? Who organized that?
At most people's homes, a pergola is an amazing feature to have. But at this house, it's kind of like an afterthought compared to having an actual turbine in your backyard.
Turbine.
Seriously.
This is great. I want a turbine.
I want a turbine, too.
I have been thinking
I'd have to
about
get a turbine, too, to go with my turbine.
Why wouldn't you?
Because you'd have to be all thematic and everything. Kind of make it feel a little special.
This is a good time to do two things.
We got
to
take a break.
We have to take a break, but as the Bobcat goes by, I'm just noticing over here we've got a bunch of louvered doors. The millwork's starting to show up. We got louvered doors.
I see them.
This
is like...
I don't want to overdo this, but we can't even take it all in.
But this is totally an extreme makeover. I mean, like, we are out of our minds. We're around this every day, and everything that we do, we've been around this for more years than we care to mention. And we can't even notice everything.
I'm not old.
You're not old. No, you're not.
There's trim boards.
Yeah.
Primed or painted all over here on sawhorses. So that must have gotten their first coat on. Then they'll install them and repaint, touch up the nail holes. That would be my guess. That's a pile of landscape material. This yard's huge.
It is huge, and I'm just wondering what they're going to do with all of the backyard, because it looks like they're doing some grading and stuff, and there's got to be something else that's going to happen back here.
So just in the time we've talked, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 54-inch threaded rods have been installed in the form.
All from Germany.
All from Germany. It's been bolted. Conduit has been PVC glued and is now stubbed up, as they say. And there's still a guy in the hole. I'm worried about him. They're going to be pouring concrete here inside of 20 minutes. I couldn't move this fast if I had to.
Well, we need to get all these guys out to our house. But, you know, we are not a deserving family.
Why don't we take a break?
Yeah.
We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Like free stuff?
We do too.
That's why we're giving away cool gear every week on the My Fix It Up Life Home Improvement Radio Show.
Check out MyFixItUpLife.com to enter to win, find how-to advice, or listen to My Fix It Up Life shows on iTunes.
Every week on the My Fix It Up Life Radio Show, we answer your questions and take you on an insider's tour with the hottest celebrities and experts in home improvement.
Ask us your questions at 888-710-5557.
Or online at MyFixItUpLife.com, Facebook, and Twitter.
My Fix It Up Life is what's best in home improvement entertainment.